Coming up this weekend, we have another person that's in the middle of the stress lurch.
Yes.
Her name would be Lindy Gross, and she is with MS Lubbock. Yes?
Yes.
That would be multiple sclerosis. Sorry, I'm trying to say that. And the MS Walk is this weekend. So tell us about that and what's going on.
Yeah, how can we get involved?
Well, you can, first off, you can always go online and register at walkmstexas.org and look for the Lubbock Walk, which is this Saturday at Jones AT&T Stadium. It's at the Southwest Gate, number one. We will have breakfast. We will have coffee. A kids area, a silent auction, so many different activities to do. The site opens at 9 o'clock in the morning. We have, the walk part will start at 10. We have a DJ that's going to be out there as well. And we have t-shirt contests for our teams as well as a spirit contest because we want them to show us their moves. And let's see. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be Krispy Kremes, wow. Einstein Bagels, Starbucks. Sam's is the presenting sponsor, so we're getting items from them as well. So, I mean, we're going to have food coming out our ears.
Lots of food, lots of fun.
About 50 dozen donuts.
Bring a Ziploc bag, people.
What does it cost to register?
There is no registration fee, but since this is a fundraiser, we encourage everybody to raise at least $100, which go hit up 10 friends for $10 each. You got your $100, and then you get an event t-shirt for the weekend.
Now, you guys have partnered with schools.
Yes.
To do this, tell us about that.
We actually have partnered with Terra Vista Middle School. Mm-hmm. They have been doing a lot of our decorations. We actually are doing a Wizard of Oz theme, and they've been painting these big murals, making like a scarecrow and a tin man, so many different things. And this is a junior high, and they are some creative kids. And just to see what they've done, they made us a hot air balloon photo booth. So it's just... We're off to see the wizard to find a cure for MS.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Tell us about your society and what you guys do for people with MS.
Okay. With our society, actually every dollar that's donated, 78 cents of that dollar goes back to helping those living with MS. It's either through research, it's through our programs and services, scholarships, so many different avenues. One of our things, programs and services, that is for, we have licensed therapists on staff that can help because a lot of people dealing with MS kind of deal with depression and other issues. And so we have those counselors that are there that can help them. And then also we have some financial assistance too as well because a lot of the drugs for those that are MS clients, their drugs are extremely expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, some people, it can be $1,000 a month.
Wow.
I don't even have that.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it could even be more than that. And so a lot of times, like especially during the summertime, I know of an instance of a gentleman living in the West Texas area that his air conditioner went out. The heat is one of the worst things for those living with multiple sclerosis mm-hmm. because that tends to cause them to have an exasperation. And so when your air conditioner goes out, normally it's kind of hard to find the money to go get one fixed, especially if you live with MS and you're on these drugs that cost a lot of money. And so he was able to apply for our financial assistance and we were able to provide him with a new air conditioning unit so that he could have some nice cool air during the summertime in West Texas.
Hey, just curious, and you may or may not know this, but how many people, and I'm sure that there are more people affected mm-hmm. than we know. But how many people are there that you know of that, do you have an idea in Lubbock how many people in the area?
Actually, yes, because I was just looking at that yesterday. In Lubbock County, we have registered with the society, we have over 300 people.
Wow. Mm. Who would have thought?
Yeah. And it's a very deceitful disease. It's very well disguised because you can see somebody stand in working a job full time and not know that they have MS because it affects their central nervous system. And so, I mean, they might not be able to feel their legs one morning, but then a couple of days later, they're fine.
Right.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a really, really horrible disease that affects so many more people than you realize.
Okay, MS, Walk MS Lubbock, that's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, site opens at 9 o'clock.
That's at?
Jones AT&T Stadium.
Okay, the walk, breakfast at 9, walk starts at about 10.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, be there, be square, aloha. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Appreciate that.